te déclare fort par les...
Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
Entities vacant and declare them as lacking constitutional recognition.
Well, tonight, the majority leader in last-ditch attempt to block effort to unseat three of his majority colleagues as he files action at the Supreme Court to stay hands of Parliament on the matter. But Parliament is engaging in a heated debate on the matter.
In the case of the second Deputy Speaker, that he has decided to join the New Patriotic Party, or let me say, rejoin the New Patriotic Party, because he came into Parliament initially as a member of that party, went independent, but then he has decided to join the New Patriotic Party. And in the language of the Constitution, when he makes that decision, he shall vacate his seat.
We're in Parliament, where the action is happening live. We'll bring you all the updates on this particular matter. This is Top Story, brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Well, the majority leader, Alexander Fehmarke, is making last-ditch attempt to block moves to unseat three of his colleagues and end his side's reign as a majority in Parliament. Former minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, has formally kick-started processes to have four seats in Parliament declared vacant, three on the majority side and one on the minority side. Three of the affected MPs have ditched their political parties to contest as independent, whilst one other, an independent MP, is running on the ticket of the NPP. Let's take you to Parliament now, where my colleague Kweku Asante is joining us live. Kweku, so what has been happening in Parliament?
Well, so earlier, like you said, in a bid to preempt whatever Parliament was going to do, the majority leader, Alexander Fenyomakin, did file an action at the Supreme Court. He claims that that document has duly been served on Parliament. We haven't seen copies of that yet, and so he wanted to stay the hands of Parliament. Throughout the day, it appeared Parliament wasn't going to act on this until the minority leader, in a move to overreach the former minority leader, did raise this issue using the standing orders by way of an urgent statement. And so he did make an urgent statement on the floor, inviting the Speaker of Parliament, Alban Bagben, to make a determination that upon looking at the facts of the case, it is obvious that those four persons have vacated their seats and their seats should consequently be declared vacant, so that ultimately the minority will become majority. The majority as currently constituted will become the minority. And he has raised those issues, and the majority leader, Afenyomakin, has officially informed Parliament that he has also filed an action in this matter, and he does not want Parliament to continue. But in any case, he believes that a minority case is simply not well made. We have heard from former Deputy Attorney General in the person of Dr. Dominic Kayene. Currently on the floor speaking is the former Attorney General and the former President, John Ajekun Kufuor, also one time a Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Joe Gatti, making submissions forcefully that Parliament is simply not properly constituted to discuss these matters. He says it is not in the purview of Parliament as presently constituted to be discussing these matters. We expect that this debate is going to go on and on. The Speaker of Parliament has already hinted that after the debate and comment, if he is minded to make a determination, he will do so. If he wishes to also go ahead and write a full ruling and bring it to the House on a subsequent day, he will do so. So we can cross over now to the floor of Parliament, where Joe Gatti is making a forceful debate that Parliament cannot do this. And we expect that other members are going to weigh in, and then the Speaker of Parliament ultimately, at the end of this, will make a determination.
A member of the party, that member has a right to be heard. That member has a right to be heard. And indeed, Mr. Speaker, it says in Article 55.5 that the internal organization of a political party shall conform to democratic principles and his actions and purposes shall not contravene or be inconsistent with his constitution or any other law. The New Patriotic Party has not announced to anybody that the two members of parliament are no longer members of his party. Neither has the New Patriotic Party told anybody that Honorable Esiama's situation has changed. Mr. Speaker, these are matters of deep interpretation. These are matters which lie strictly in the bosom of another forum. The forum has been told me by my friend Honorable Abuja. He has directed me where to go. He has pointed his hands that it lies in the bosom of the Supreme Court. The danger, Mr. Speaker, the danger, my colleagues and friends, is that if we are not careful, we will embark on a course of action that will seem to take the powers of one arm of government and exercise it in this forum. In fact, our standing orders keep on saying that if a matter is before court, we should keep it before court. Indeed, what Honorable Dominic Ayeni said about the Supreme Court saying that it does not give advisory opinions and so on and so forth, these are matters that will be argued there. With the greatest respect to Honorable Dominic Ayeni, I have a lot of respect for him. He teaches law, I also teach law. He's not the only teacher of law in the house. Yes, he teaches law, I also teach law. And I started teaching law before him in 1992. And I've taught law longer than him. So, with the greatest respect to Honorable Dominic Ayeni, my revered colleague, not just in parliament, but also in the academic arena, these are matters that me and you know that are best suited to be answered by the Supreme Court. I am not saying for a second that Mr. Speaker is not competent to answer these questions in his own capacity. Mr. Speaker could have been the Chief Justice or could have been the Supreme Court. If he was in that forum, I am sure we will all hear his views. In this forum, I tell Mr. Speaker that the distance seen one step enough for him. Or the 93-6 states what he can do in this circular. It says, and I end by that quotation, where a member makes a statement, the Speaker, considering the comments of the statement, may direct a committee to investigate and inquire into the matter. The Speaker, respectfully, in these circumstances, cannot rule. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Honorable, Mama Yalga. Yes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I think that we are dealing with very straightforward matters. I say very straightforward matters because Order 18 of our rules state clearly that the Speaker shall inform the House of the occurrence of a vacancy of the seat of a member under Clause 1, B to E, G and H of Article 97 of the Constitution. So, Mr. Speaker, strictly speaking, it is your province to declare the vacancy of a seat. It is your province. And you could act whether you are informed as such by a political party or because the matter has come to your attention as a matter of fact. It is your province. So, Mr. Speaker, what has just happened today is an attempt by a member of this House to bring to your notice certain factual matters, which matters establish that some members who came to this House on the ticket of political parties have gone to file as independent candidates to contest the next elections. And another member who came to this House as an independent member of parliament has gone to join a political party, because unless he joins the political party, he cannot contest on the ticket of that political party. So he's gone to join a political party and has filed on the ticket of that political party. This is also a matter of fact. Mr. Speaker, all those who have spoken so far have not disputed these facts. They have not disputed these facts. And in fact, the Electoral Commission, I believe, has issued notice of polls, and these facts have become public. So, the issue is the minority leader, who I believe by this time should properly be addressed as the majority leader, is seeking to bring to your attention these facts as matters of urgent public importance. The question is it a matter of urgent public importance? Mr. Speaker, go to the interpretation provisions of our standing orders. And it says that minority caucus means the members of the party or parties that have the second largest number of seats in the House. It also says that majority caucus means the members of the party or parties that have the largest number of seats in the House. Why am I referring to these two provisions? Because if you do exercise your powers under Order 18 and confirm the vacancy of these four seats, a matter of urgent public importance will occur immediately, because the constitution of this very House will change. The balance of power will change instantaneously, because this side will cease to be the majority side, and this side will also cease to be the minority side, and this side will immediately become the majority side, and that side will become the minority side. This is why it is a matter of urgent public importance that the public should be aware of. So the question is whether or not it should be by a statement under Order 93 or by petition. Mr. Speaker, I think that if a petition brings the matter to your attention and you decide to act, fine. But also, a statement under Order 93 can bring the matter to your attention so that you can exercise your responsibilities and powers under Order 18 of our standing orders. Mr. Speaker, I believe also that the question of the substance, because what I've said so far deals with the procedure, the question of the substance is also not disputed. Because if you read the two provisions, they are clear. But the majority leader, who I believe will soon be the minority leader, has stated that he has gone to court. I believe he's gone to court because he thinks there's something there that requires the consideration of the Supreme Court. That's up to him. But this House is governed by its rules. And the Constitution is clear that we are governed by our rules. And you and whoever sits there as Speaker interprets the rules. And the rules have been interpreted before and enforced in this House. And the position is that when a sitting member of Parliament, sitting here as a member of Parliament on the ticket of a political party, during the term of Parliament, decides to file nominations to contest as an independent candidate, this House, through a previous Speaker, has ruled that that person ceases to be a member of Parliament. The seat becomes vacant. That is the rule we have. What the Supreme Court will say tomorrow based on his, you know, application there is a matter that tomorrow we'll wait and hear. But for now, Mr. Speaker, as we sit, the rule is that when you go and file as an independent member, to contest as an independent member, or vice versa, you cease to be a member of Parliament. That is the rule as we have now. You may agree with it, I may disagree with it. We may have our disagreements, and my disagreement with the rule is a matter of public.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
Knowledge, but whether I disagree with it or not, as we speak, that is the rule. And the rule benefited the MPP yesterday. And it should benefit the MPP today. I don't know why he is challenging. I don't know why he is agitated about it. I don't know why he ran to the Supreme Court even before Parliament resumed. But the rule is clear, Mr. Speaker, that if you are a sitting member of Parliament on the ticket of a political party, and when nominations are open, and you go and you don't file on the ticket of your party, and you go and file on the ticket of as an independent, Mr. Speaker, this House, based on the ruling of your predecessor, did the seat vacant. The same way, vice versa. If you come here as an independent candidate, a member of Parliament, and during the pendency of this Parliament, you go and join a political party, and you file to contest on the ticket of that political party, Mr. Speaker, the rule equally applies to you, and you cease to be a member of Parliament. Mr. Speaker, this is a simple matter. Like you have rightly noted, these are comments we are all making. It is for you to take a decision whether or not you need even to think about it any further, whether you want to, you know, guide us today and determine what the proper position is. But we are only drawing your attention to these facts, and also further I draw your attention to existing precedent and the rules, and also draw your attention to the provisions of the Constitution. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Honorable Attach, yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Honorable Speaker. I'm so saddened by what is happening in this chamber that I'm tempted to bring to the attention of Honorable Speaker of the Lord's Prayer. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Oh, that is a very serious statement. Today, I'm hearing for the first time that if you want to have majority in Parliament, you go to the December polls. But they are going to use your energies and your talent so they become the majority. That's pathetic. That is very pathetic. If you want to win and be majority, December is staring at you in your face. Why do you want to stab the speaker with this kind of program? I don't understand it. I don't understand. You are running away from December 7th and you think that the speaker should aid you so you become the majority. Oh, this is pathetic. It will happen today. It will happen tomorrow. Yes, it will happen today. It will, Mr. Speaker, you become majority. That's what I'm saying. You can't use the speaker to win elections. You should stop what you are doing. Honorable Speaker, let me come to very important matters. I didn't know that the majority leader has taken out a suit in the Supreme Court. And in the suit, with the greatest of respect, the right Honorable Speaker is joined as a party. And there is also an injunction against the right Honorable Speaker. Do you want him to be committed for contempt if you should go ahead with this matter? Is that what you want to do? Do you understand the full implications of somebody hauling the Speaker before the Supreme Court and you saying there is an injunction and the Speaker should defy the injunction so he's cited for contempt? What kind of indignities are you inviting the Speaker to be involved? What is the meaning of this? I don't get it. This is what you are attempting to do. So right now, Speaker, on the strength of the plaint before the Supreme Court and the injunction, whatever minority leader is trying to do via my vulnerable friend, the former minority leader, has been checkmated. Look, it has been checkmated by the application for injunction. I didn't tell you about the full implications of Moffat, that when an application is pending before a court and you go contrary to the purpose and the intent of that application, you are in contempt. So I don't know why you are so excited about the fact that, oh, you want to push Honorable Speaker to proclaim a declaration so you become a majority. Now let me show you something which is very important. The import of making a statement. When you make a statement, and 93 says, you see, when you make a romancing statement like this one, it is not automatic that Honorable Speaker will do your bidding. This romancing thing you did here, you read the order properly. 93.6, where a member makes a statement, the Speaker, considering the comments on the statement, including we informing him that there's an injunction before the Supreme Court, we have told him, may direct, he may. The Speaker is not a conveyor belt for you. He may not. Direct a committee to investigate the matter and inquire into the matter when necessary. So, Honorable Speaker, this is a particular time that you shouldn't not even look at it. That I respect the trinity of governance. The trinity of governance is that we have the executive, we have the legislature, and we have the judiciary. We don't need a collusion cause. For right Honorable Speaker to say, there's a plaint at the instance of majority leader and there's an interlocutory injunction to boot. Nevertheless, I will rubbish another arm of government for the sake of the pleasure of somebody who is running away from the pools and believes that this is the forum for him to become majority. So right Honorable Speaker, that's why I quoted the scripture that they want to lead you to temptation. Resist this temptation. I have combed the entire Eskime, which is the Quran of parliamentary practice in the Commonwealth. I have never found a statement in Eskime which will make a speaker an extension of the Supreme Court. This is what we are attempting to do. You see, what you want the speaker to do is to interpret the constitution. That is not his remit at all. And I've heard very genuine arguments that the errors of yesterday, if somebody made a mistake as a speaker, this honorable speaker should repeat it. You understand? The speaker is not a rubber stamp to come and repeat matters of yesterday, and he can't do his own thinking and distinguish the circumstances, the difference between the situations. This is what we're attempting to do. You quoted the president. Today, have you seen the members of MPP crossing carpet? Have you seen it? Who has crossed carpet? And Honourable Speaker, what is the pain for me? That today, they want you to determine what these members of parliament want to do in the future. That is pathetic. Do you know what they want to do? What if they change their minds? So why are you dealing with the future when the now situation is that they've not crossed carpet? How can you pray in aid Article 97 when the individuals have not crossed carpet? There's no factual basis to support the conclusion that they've crossed carpet. Now you're inviting this hallowed chamber to consider the pleasures and the wishes of some members of parliament thinking about post-December 7 and what they want to do. Do you think we play lottery in this house? We don't play lottery like that. We don't do that. So, Honourable Speaker, let me bring to the attention of this house that there's a very dangerous precedent former minority leader attempted to do. And I'm very sad that these lawyers are clever and they want to bring the Chobo arguments into this hallowed chamber. These things you can say it when you're on the platform. But let me show you what the Constitution says. Very, very interesting. Honourable Speaker, the governance system of this country are properly demarcated in the Constitution. There is no way one arm of government will usurp the power of another arm of government. So let me read for your consumption Article 130. Subject to the jurisdiction of the High Court in the enforcement of the fundamental human rights and freedoms as provided in Article 33 of this Constitution, the Supreme Court shall have exclusive, not a coterminous jurisdiction with this chamber. Exclusive. Right, Honourable Speaker, it's not an extension of the Supreme Court. And please, don't invite him into temptation and push him on the verge of contempt of the Supreme Court. He's a very decent man. He won't listen to you. They shall have exclusive jurisdiction in all matters relating to the enforcement or interpretation of this Constitution. Somebody say we should interpret Article 97, the forum for interpretation in terms of Article 130 of the Constitution is not here. It's in the Supreme Court. And this house is not an extension of the Supreme Court, I'm afraid. Yeah. 132, where an issue that relates to a matter of or question referred to in clause 1 of this article arises in proceedings in court other than the Supreme Court, the court shall stay proceedings and refer the question of law involved to the Supreme Court for determination, and the court in which the question arose shall dispose of the case in accordance with the decision of the Supreme Court by parity of reason. Right, Honourable Speaker, the worst thing you can do to avoid this temptation to make a referral, and even you have been joined, so even there's no need for a referral. They brought you in already. You see, at the instance of the majority leader, you are supposed to hire lawyers and file processes regarding the interpretation of Article 97. So why are they saying a
referred to a committee for the committee to look at it. Some of them are very happy, afraid of the elections that pronounce majority on their side. Please, with the greatest of respect, Right Honourable Speaker, I know your gravitas and stature and your pedigree. You wouldn't do that. And those of them who are anxious to have majority here, it is the polls, not here. And I don't want to say more than that because the gentleman who wanted this achieved is my good friend. And the lecturer-in-law, my dear brother, the lecturer-in-law, what's his name? Aini, you are saying that there is no factual basis for majority leader to go to court. That's what you are saying. And therefore, you cannot pray in aid Article 2 of the Constitution. So why is the factual basis in law for the speaker to do what you want him to do? Who would look at the facts? The Supreme Court. So if you want the speaker to give a decision in a vacuum, and I heard somebody say, when the speaker is informed. The speaker is informed about what? What has happened? What is the information about? It is the pleasure of somebody. The information is anemic and hollow. There's no factual basis that people have crossed carpet and say that the speaker should just rubber stamp.
Under Order 18, as is being urged upon you, what is the evidential support for the speaker to take that decision? On the mere say-so of a political platform, Choboy thinking, trying to appease those he was hearing, and then say, oh, I'm going to use the speaker. Oh, my God and King, deliver us. Deliver this. I am leaving this chamber. This is a very hallowed chamber. We shouldn't taint it with vile propaganda and empty rhetoric. And I'm very, very glad. I'm going to exit this chamber, God willing, with the speaker. We should keep our name and hallow our name. Right now, Speaker, hallowed be your name. I'm finished.
This is Joy, 99.7 FM, currently happening live proceedings, that debate from Parliament where the Speaker is set to decide on whether or not four seats will be made vacant as pushed today by the former minority leader, Haruna Idrisu. We're bringing you live updates from Parliament. I'll take you back shortly also to come here on Newsnight. Parents of 16-year-old suspect driver, Bishop Elisha Salifu Amwako and Muha Amwako, currently in police custody, assisting the investigation into last Saturday's accidents that led to the burning of two children at East Legon. We'll bring you more of that also much later. Minority in Parliament makes a strong push for Speaker of Parliament to hold the Ministers of National Security, Interior, Lands and Natural Resources before the House as it demands the Environment Minister accounts for how much has been spent on the Galamsey fight. We have another member, that's the Vice Chairman of the Constitutional and Legal Affairs Committee, Bernard Ahiafo, on his feet. I'll take you back to Parliament.
Mr. Speaker, we are governed by rules, and our rules are premised on the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana. Mr. Speaker, the petition being referred to by the majority leader is not before the House. What is before the House is a statement. So I do not know why they are speaking about petition which is not before the House. We should restrict ourselves and comment on the statement before the House. Mr. Speaker, our standing order 18 is on under the marginal notes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.